Suchetta Real writes books about a cat. Her main character is named Beato, and he's a jet-setting, world-circling feline. Real is an author on a mission. Her books are part of a larger plan to raise cultural awareness for both kids and adults. Beato Goes to Indonesia just hit the shelves, and Suchetta joins us in the studio. Hi there.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
So as I understand it, this whole thing of Beato and the books began in your job in the finance industry because you became the resident foodie.
I did. I was the help desk when it came to any question involved food or travel at my desk. And then somebody suggested, why don't you just start a blog where people are not calling you 24 hours a day and they can just go to your website.
Right. You can say, they ask you a question, you say, check my blog. But this also actually began from your own personal life. You moved to Atlanta at the age of 17.
Correct.
And that can be a really tough time to move for a teenager. So how was that transition coming from India?
Yes, I moved from India to Atlanta. And for me, it was a great move because I'm a foodie. And in Atlanta, you can walk down the street and you can get food from all over the world. So needless to say, I gained 50 pounds in the first 3 months I was here.
You've clearly lost it. But since then, I mean, you have traveled all over the world on your own right.
Yes, I've been to 69 countries so far and have a score of going to at least 100 before I slow down.
Wow. So this Beato, the cat, when you decided to start writing books to encourage other people to travel, why a cat?
So a cat is non-denominational. He has no skin color, ethnicity, religion. He doesn't really identify with a particular ethnic group. And I thought, what better way to for an animal who's a cat who loves to explore? You know, cats are always curious. And he goes around the world and he meets these other children who act as his tour guide and show him the best of their country. And then this cat, he is my real life cat. So he's my companion as I'm writing. I work from home and I'm in the couch.
Your real life cat is named Beato?
Yes.
Which in Italian means?
It means happy or the blessed.
Yeah. So we have the very first Beato book. Where did he travel?
The first book, he went to Greenland. And you might ask, why Greenland?
I would ask that.
Because I did go to Greenland about 3 years ago. And I met this exceptional kid, 7-year-old girl called Ina. So all the characters are real in the book. This is exactly how she dressed and how she spoke and behaved. And she was my tour guide in her sheep farm, which is located 40 minutes away by boat from the nearest civilization. So we were at this farm where there are glaciers in the backyard. There's nothing but 200 sheep, her two dogs, her parents, and no other human beings. And she was taking me around. We would have picnics. We would run around. We'll lick ice off the glaciers. And it was just that, you know, kids live like that somewhere very close to United States. You know, Greenland is not that far, even if we think that it is. So I wanted to share that story with other kids around the world and show them the differences with each other's lifestyles.
And not surprisingly, a lot of your food, a lot of the books include the foods that Beato eats when he's there.
Yes.
He doesn't like all of them. What was Beato's, do you think, his favorite food he tried and his least favorite?
So he loves fish.
Yes.
Because he's a cat. He also likes olives. And my real life Beato also likes these things, so it's somewhat true. I don't know if he's always open to trying new things. You know, that's part of his curiosity. He's always tasting it something for the first time, even if he doesn't like it.
Uh-huh. But, okay, you don't have children of your own.
No.
You're quite young. So who is your reader? What kids do you put these books in front of to have them read it for you?
So I have neighbors' kids who are all under 10 years old. I have friends who have kids. I have nephews and nieces. And I have a lot of adults who actually love the books because they get to learn something new. If you scroll through the pages, you'll see every page has a new lesson that you may not know about. So how many pomegranates there are, how many pomegranate seeds in a full pomegranate, or what is a kimono dragon or what is a pygmy elephant. So, you know, every page has some interesting tidbit in a very lighthearted way with lots of graphics. And I have all ages of people who love these books.
So some of them are more complex than others. For example, he does travel to Israel. And it seems to me that you are very careful to make it educational only and keep it either above, I guess, the religious conflicts that go on there. How do you do that?
You're absolutely right. And some of the people, adults, have asked me that question, that how do you keep the differentiation about what's happening there and keep the all the not-so-beautiful aspect of the country out of the scene. And my response to that is I want to educate kids about the positive things of different culture. You know, this conflict may be here today. It may not be there tomorrow, but I want these books to stay forever. So if people just focus on the positive things of each country and learn about it and adapt them, I think the other things would be resolved much easier.
So in this current, the newest book, Beato Goes to Indonesia. So give us a tip about something, if I were to travel to Indonesia, that I would need to either eat or visit.
So if you go to Indonesia, I've been a few times. It is one of my favorite countries. I love the whole atmosphere of being one with nature, doing yoga every morning, watching the sunrise, hearing the birds, and seeing that every person, every family grows their own rice in their backyard, and the neighbors come to help each other in harvesting the rice twice a year. And that's all they eat. Every family would eat their own homegrown rice. And it tastes very different, as you'll see in Beato tasted some of the rice in the book, and he realizes that it is very different than store-bought rice.
Yeah, most fresh things are different. And so where is he going next?
So Beato is planning to go to Japan next. I just got back 2 weeks ago from a trip to Japan, and he was very inspired.
Well, he's going to be able to eat a lot of fish there, so yes. I imagine that's going to make him very happy. Suchetta Real writes books about a cat. Again, that cat is named Beato, and her newest book is called Beato Goes to Indonesia. She has a whole string of events coming up in Georgia, including a story time at the Little Shop of Stories in Decatur tonight.
Tonight at 7 o'clock.
Suchetta Real, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.